Father, we are so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sit down, please. Isaiah 52. Now, when Jesus prayed for the will of God for so many hours, right, immediately the mystery began and he was arrested. You see, that's what I'm talking about, the mystery. It's through the cross that he gave birth to us. He was beaten. His hands were pierced. The blood came out. For us. His hands for your hands. His work for your work. His feet were pierced. Why? Mysterious. For your journeys, for your walk. His walk was ended so that your walk mysteriously could start in Ghana in 2019. His blood was shed on his head. I mean, after praying for hours, is that the answer? A crown was placed on his head. Why? So that your mind could be clear and you could think. He couldn't think anymore as it was pressed on his head. He couldn't even reason or know what to decide. That's a mysterious answer for a prayer. Eh? Are you listening to my prayers? I'm talking about the mystery of Jesus and of the will of God. God's will is mysterious. That is why you must always remember Micah 6:8, to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly before the Lord. When Satan told Jesus, fly like a bird, fly like a bird, fly like a bird, jump from here and fly, because you know you can release some powers and fly. No superhuman things, please. I want to walk humbly before the Lord. Don't try to put me to some super things which are not even human. To do special, abnormal. It's better to just be. Unless God has told, but once God hasn't told you to do something, to fast for 90 days, please, just humble yourself and know that you are nothing but a man. If God hasn't told you not to marry, humble yourself and get one. And just be a normal person. And if Satan is telling you, fly! Show that you are power. Show that you can sustain. Say, I can't sustain and I want to walk humbly on the earth. Amen. The blood, is this an answer to prayer? You know, it is estimated that Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, was picked up around midnight. He was picked up around midnight. And the next day was preparing for the Sabbath, which will start in the evening. The Sabbath starts the day before. If you remember, I was sharing with you the night and then the day. So even though it was Friday, You may not know till you go to Israel, you see that the Sabbath starts in the evening at 6:30. Yeah. Well, they give every day the time for sundown. And then you know that the hour 6:27, 5:33, that's the beginning of the Sabbath. So Jesus was on the cross from the third hour. That's 9 o'clock in the morning. So his prayer, which was going on in the evening till about midnight, by 9, the Bible says, and he was crucified on the third hour, which is 9 a.m. It was the third hour when they crucified him. 9 in the morning. And he hung on the cross till 3 o'clock. So at the sixth hour, there was darkness all over the earth, which is 3 hours from 9 a.m. And then he gave up the ghost in the ninth hour. Yes, which was 3 o'clock. So he was on the cross from 9 o'clock in the morning. It was the sixth hour and there was darkness. That's when the darkness came. Then the ninth hour is when he gave up the ghost. Yes, which is 3. That's why we start our Good Friday service at 3. Yes. Why? Is this an answer to a prayer? Huh? You see, he cried when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, "I commend my spirit," having said he gave up the ghost. And the ninth hour, where is it? Put it on. Until the ninth hour, yeah. Within a few hours of his long prayers, you were being saved. Your mind was being saved. Your works. His work was over. They nailed his hand. He would never work with his hand again. So that you will work with your hands for Jesus. They nailed his feet so that you would walk with God. From midnight, they must have tried him, beating him in the night. They must have gone because it was night. They couldn't go to Pilate. So they had to wait till the morning. So that's why then they went to him early. And they need to finish with him. And he needs to die. He needs to finish with him before the Passover starts. Passover was starting with the Sabbath. It had to be early. What a quick response to prayer. Then they whipped his back, which must have been very early in the morning. First thing. Is that a way to answer prayer? Why did they whip him? For your healing. By his stripes you were healed. And then, amazingly, this is an answer to prayer. Like, within hours, Jesus got up, "Let's go, it's over." I prayed so hard, and a mystery began to unfold. The mystery of your life, the mystery of your marriage, the mystery of your future, the mystery that is secret. Until you pray about it, it never comes forth. The greatest achievement of Jesus was the cross. So you are about to achieve your greatest mysterious achievement. Amen. Now, When Jesus was just about going, they came with a spear, isn't it? To press, they put the sword in. One of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. And forthwith came out blood and water. Why? Why? Is this how to answer prayer? Jesus was the second Adam. First Adam was Jesus. The first Adam was Adam. First Adam was put to sleep and his side was pierced and a rib was taken to give birth to his wife. The second Adam was pierced to give birth to the bride of Christ. That is the bride of Christ, Jesus, at the church. Yes. Then came out us. Yes. Yes. The side of Adam was pierced and took out the rib, and that was a wife, his bride. And you look at, wow. And the second Adam was pierced, same place, outcast, the bride, the blood washed bride. These are they who have washed themselves with the blood. Right from his rib came the church. Mysterious, but it was the answer. It was an answer way beyond escaping suffering for 9 hours. You see, now God is very kind, though. He limited Jesus' suffering to a short time. You see, before 24 hours, it was over. Yes, he is because 9 o'clock, he was on the cross. Look at it. He was crucified on the third hour. So by 9, the beatings were over, carrying of the cross to the Via Dolorosa and all the way all over. Everything was over. By 9, he was crucified at the third hour. He was crucified the third hour. So actually, it was the third hour and they crucified him. So God was actually answering his prayer, but it was a mysterious answer. And it was packaged in mystery. So your greatest accomplishment begins immediately after this prayer time. Wow. Yes. Now, you may be in Anakazu and chosen to go to BMCDR toilet cleaning. And this may be the greatest thing that may be happening in your life. The pride of Satan, which was in you, the seed of Satan, who can stand up against his creator, which was in you. You find out that that thing is mercifully being withdrawn from you. Mercifully. Mercifully. So expect a series of victory instantly. Yes. And don't forget that his will is beautifully mysterious. Think about it. You've prayed. As they were pressing the crown of thorns. This is the answer? But it was. His blood was shed from his head. So that your head will be clear. And you can think clearly about eternity. That if you don't give your life to God and serve him, what is even going to happen in your life practically? Why are you living? Few people think clearly. Few people think clear with a clear mind. They can't even think.
you been able to think clearly? Because God answered Jesus' prayer. Are you glad that God answers prayer? And God answers prayer quickly. Shama Sotabala. How many are surprised that Jesus, by 9 in the morning, like 8:30 by 9, he was... It was over. The preludes and everything, and he was on the cross. And you see, normally, the people don't die. It takes time for them to suffer and die. But Jesus died after being beaten so much. He was so weak and bleeding. So he must have died and been unconscious for most of the time. Semi-conscious, in and out of consciousness. So they normally come like, you are not dying. So let's break the legs and cause more bleeding so that death comes quickly. So they come to break the leg. But the Bible prophesied that his bones would not be broken. Yeah. So when they came, they were literally, watch it, it's like, we have to get out of here. But when they came, it was gone. So just to make assurance double sure, go inside. But you see, it was also a mystery. As the first Adam, out of the sight, was taking his beautiful bride. Out of the second Adam was coming the church, which was giving birth. After that day, the church was born. What a blessing. So I prophesy, every prayer you've prayed, have no fears. Your God in heaven has moved on your behalf. It's answering your prayer beyond your imagination. Whatever you have placed before him, whatever you have said, heaven has taken record. Mysteries will no longer confuse you. And mysterious things will no longer confuse, because you know that there is a great mystery. Yes. It's a great mystery. Yes. And there are, oh God, there are many things. His wisdom is mysterious. The mystery is wisdom. Hidden wisdom in the mystery. Beautiful. Those things will no longer confuse, because you know that there is a great mystery. Yes. It's a great mystery. Yes, and there are, oh God, there are many things. His wisdom is mysterious. The mystery is wisdom. Hidden wisdom in the mystery. Beautiful.